Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant milestone in India's intellectual property landscape has been achieved, with a record 1.43 lakh patent filings in the financial year 2025-26, marking a 30.2% year-on-year jump. What makes this significant is that domestic filings have reached 99,721, accounting for 69.4% of total filings, up from 61.8% the previous year. This growth reflects the maturing of India's R&D ecosystem and the cumulative impact of administrative reforms at the Indian Patent Office. The headline numbers reveal domestic filings as the primary growth engine, with Indian inventors and corporations filing patents at significantly higher rates than foreign applicants seeking Indian patent protection. Now, let us turn to the factors driving this surge. First, the Indian Patent Office modernization has played a crucial role. The Office of the Controller General of Patents, Designs and Trademarks, under the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, has implemented major modernization efforts. Faster examination is one key area, with the average time from filing to first examination report reduced from over 5 years pre-2016 to under 18 months in 2026. Digital filing is another significant development, with over 95% of patent applications now filed electronically. Additionally, AI-assisted prior art search has been pilot deployed to assist examiners in identifying prior art. Furthermore, the patent examiner cadre has been expanded significantly post-2017. What is also driving the surge is the Startup India IPR fee waiver. Under the Startup India Action Plan, 2016, recognized startups receive an 80% rebate on patent filing fees, which means they pay 8,000 instead of 40,000, the fee for large entities. They also get free legal facilitation through empaneled patent agents and fast-track examination for startup patent applications. This has dramatically lowered the cost barrier for early-stage Indian innovation. Crucially, India's R&D landscape has matured. Indian universities, such as IITs, IISc, and ISA campuses are filing significantly more patents. Domestic pharma R&D, involving companies like Sun Pharma, Dr. Reddy's, Cipla, Biocone, and Lupin, is filing in areas like biosimilars, novel drug delivery, and formulations. The tech sector is also witnessing growth, with Indian software product companies filing in AI, machine learning, and fintech. Manufacturing R&D, particularly in areas like EV batteries, defense electronics, and semiconductor design, linked to PLI schemes, is also on the rise. Government policy push has also contributed to this growth. Multiple policy interventions have played a role in driving the patent filing surge. Now, let us examine what patents are being filed. The composition of Indian patent filings has shifted, with pharmaceuticals and biotechnology historically being the dominant category and remaining a leading category. Computer and electronics is the fastest growing category, reflecting the growth in software product creation. Mechanical engineering, particularly in automotive components, EV, and manufacturing equipment, is another significant area. Chemistry, including specialty chemicals, agrochemicals, and materials, is also filing a substantial number of patents. Defense and aerospace, involving the DRDO and private defense contractors, are filing in indigenous platforms. It is worth pausing here to note that India's position in global patent rankings is also improving. In international comparisons, the WIPO Global Innovation Index 2024 ranks India 39th globally, up from 81st in 2015. WIPO patent application data shows that India has been the fastest growing major patent jurisdiction globally for several consecutive years. India's PCT, or Patent Cooperation Treaty, Filings indicate that Indian residents are filing more international patent applications, showing cross-border commercialization intent. However, India still trails the absolute leaders, with China having around 1.5 million patent filings annually, the USA having over 600,000 patent filings, and Japan, South Korea, and Europe each having a significantly higher volume than India. The gap is narrowing, but it remains substantial. India's strength is in its growth rate and trajectory, rather than absolute volume. The quality question is also important, as the quantity of patent filings does not equal quality. Key quality indicators are crucial in this context. And here is something that surprises many students: despite the patent filing surge, India's gross R&D spending remains low. R&D as a percentage of GDP is around 0.65%, compared to the world average of around 2.7%. Compared to countries like South Korea, which has 4.8%, Israel with 5.4%, the USA with 3.4%, and China with 2.4%, India significantly lags. The Anusandhan National Research Foundation Act, 2023, aims to mobilize 50,000 crore over 5 years from 2023 to 2028, with 70% coming from private and philanthropic sources. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The patent filing surge thus reflects rising R&D output efficiency rather than R&D spending volume. Remember this number: 1,43,729 patent filings in FY 2025-26, which is a 30.2% year-on-year jump. Note this carefully: domestic filings accounted for 69.4% of total filings. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The way forward for India to translate the patent filing surge into innovation outcomes involves several key steps. First, R&D spending expansion is necessary, moving from 0.65% to 2% of GDP, which requires sustained government and private investment. Second, university tech transfer is crucial, with a need to institutionalize patent commercialization offices in IITs, IISc, and NITs. Third, specialized IP courts are needed for faster patent litigation resolution, with the Madras High Court IP division being a model worth scaling. Fourth, PCT filing support is essential, with incentives for Indian residents to file international applications, securing global market protection. Fifth, SME innovation support is vital, with a need to extend Startup India-style fee waivers to small and medium enterprises. In conclusion, the surge in patent filings in India reflects a maturing R&D ecosystem and has significant implications for the country's innovation landscape, with a need for sustained investment in R&D and a focus on translating these filings into tangible innovation outcomes.